Is the mind just a repository of past impressions? Yes, but the repository we consider it normally be inactive. It is just something which is there. That's why I give the example of more of a software program. The program is also unconscious. But the program has, by its own programming, it has some functionality. So now the mind is also unconscious, the mind is not conscious. But because it keeps functioning in a particular way by its default programming, so to understand the mind, we often personify it. The mind is speaking like this, the mind is saying like that. So basically, in our ordinary discourse also, you see, the computer is asking, should we shut down? Actually, the computer is not asking anything, just the prompt is coming over there. So, but for a conversational sense, we actually say that the computer is asking over there. So just as we personify something which is insentient for a conversational purpose, so like that, we personify the mind. The mind is unconscious, but it is not unconscious like gross matter. It is unconscious, but based on the past choices that we have made, it has certain default functionality. And the best way to understand it is through the metaphor of a software. So it is not living, but it is useful to treat it as if it were living, as if it is a perfect person, so that we can understand its action and evaluate and respond to its action appropriately. Does that answer your question? Okay.